Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting for Thursday, January 24th, 2013. It's 7:36 p.m. Central Time, 8:36 Eastern Time, 5:36 Pacific Time. I'm Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, calling the meeting to order. Some of the chair should be able to join us later. Afia Gaza is our secretary, and can you call the roll, please, Afia?
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Ivan Alsamay. Can't hear you, Ivan. Teresa Allen. Can't hear you, Teresa. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Wesley Bassoon.
Here.
Colin Burden.
Here. Can you,
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
I'm here.
Revlin Gold. Can't hear you, Revlin. Heather Gray.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Allie Alexa.
Present.
Ifeanyi Ongozi is present. Laura Priebus.
Here.
Summer, you said it's going to be late. Marcel Reed. Who was the last person I spoke?
Teresa Allen.
You called Marcel.
Marcel Reed. Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Thank you. Dan Siegel.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Andrea Turner. Can hear you, Andrea. Rublin Gold.
Yes, right.
Thank you. Marcel Reed.
I'm here too.
Ivan Alsamay. Can hear you, Alvin. Andrea Turner. Can't hear you, Andrea. We have quorum.
I'm here.
Oh,
present.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we do have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Recording Secretary is present.
Pardon?
Oh, John Gary is here. Thank you, John. Did you get the motion, the agenda that I just sent you a few minutes ago? You checked your email. I forgot to send it earlier. Okay, so we have quorum. Thank you, everyone. You just joined us late. Summer is in a meeting in WBII, and she'll join us later. Okay, we have I sent out the draft agendas yesterday. They're also posted online at kpftx.org. Do I hear a motion to approve the open session agenda? Oh, first, let me. Would somebody like to be timekeeper?
This is Revlin. I will.
Okay, thank you, Revlin. Do I hear a motion to accept the open session agenda?
This is Teresa. I move that we approve the open session agenda.
And this is Lydia. I have an amendment.
Okay, Lydia.
And Mia.
Okay, Lydia first.
Okay, yes, I'd like to move the item from the coordinating committee regarding the seating of directors up to, which I think is the only item under coordinating, move that up right after the ED and chair's report, so number 6, I believe. I'm about to drive, so.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
I object. Nia? Oh, who's the second? Was that Nia?
Yes, and it's also my turn on the stack, right?
Yes. Okay. I heard an objection from somebody. I'll put you on the stack if you tell me who you are. Okay, I'm not sure who objected, but okay, well, go ahead, Nia.
There's an objection to the record, so you know.
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
Okay. The admissions committee motion that was admitted from the agenda that was sent from the chair
governor. I'd like to move that up to, where did Libby say that she wanted to move her item to?
Number six, after the director's, the executive director's, interim executive director's report.
Okay. I'd like to move it, that would be the new number seven, because as everyone knows, we have another election within 5 months, 4 or 5 months. So right below that.
Point of order, you can only have one motion on the floor at the same time.
Yeah, the motion is to move the coordinating committee up, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's what
you were seconding, Mia?
Yes, I seconded that. And I think you can have two on the floor.
That's correct.
You can have a substitute, but... Okay, any discussion on that motion?
Yes, this is Ken.
Okay, Ken, go ahead.
I object to changing the agenda, and as a point of order, since we're going to get into discussions, could you please have speakers limited to 90 seconds? Because I've noted in recent meetings, people have been going on and on and on.
Okay, that's a good idea. Is there any objections to that, by the way? Anybody? Okay, well, thank you. If you can keep track of that, Revlon, I appreciate it. Are any more discussion on this motion to move up the coordinating committee after the management reports?
But this is Ken. I didn't want to speak against it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Tracy.
The motion that's coming up as a coordinating committee is, I feel, is a violation of Robert's rules and the bylaws, and it shouldn't be addressed. Certainly don't want to have it occupy the, and therefore, because of that opposition, there may be extensive debate, and I don't know which way it's going to go, but I don't want it to occupy the entirety of the business of the meeting. There's many other committees and activities that have been languishing, waiting their turn, and there's no reason to pop this or any other issue up in front of others. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Tracy?
Thank you.
Hold on, Tracy. Who wanted else to be on the stack?
Lydia.
Point of information, please.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lydia.
Who is the timekeeper?
I am, and you're about 30 seconds away.
Thank you.
Okay, Tracy?
Yeah, I'm opposed to moving this up on the agenda. I would hope that we don't do so. Ken's points are correct. And in addition to that, if we don't spend a lot of time moving the agenda around, the item is already fairly high on the agenda. We should be able to get to it. Since we haven't elected over one-third of the board yet. One LSB is going to do so on Saturday. The other is going to do so next Wednesday in the evening. I think it's a little bit premature at this point in time to make that decision, and I think we're imposing greatly on people who will have been placed on the PNB less than 24 hours before a meeting in terms of getting to the meeting, accessing the call-in numbers, being available, having a life, and all of those other items. That said, we can discuss the merits of the motion when we get to it. But again, I think in general, seating dates should be scheduled after. Can I finish what I'm saying, Zia?
Not that it's over 90 seconds. No.
Okay. Then I will finish. Then I will finish my sentence, which is how timekeeping is normally done. What I was saying was that it's premature, and in general, the procedure is that we discuss the seating once the entire 2013 board has been chosen.
Order.
Thea, please don't disrupt the meeting.
Chair, I would ask the chair to bring the meeting to order.
The point is that it's premature to do so, and the seating is dependent on the entirety of the board being elected, not two-thirds of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry I was muted part of the time there. Okay. Libby wanted to be on the back again. Was anybody that hasn't spoken yet want to say anything?
Yes, I want to say this. Yes, I want to say something.
Okay,
now, you all agreed to speaking for 90 seconds, which winds up being used as a club to silence one people that some folk don't want to be heard, and folk who are dominating speak as long as they want. I ask that the chair direct the timekeeper to call attention to the 90 seconds, in fact, when it's 60 seconds, so that the person speaking knows that they only have 30 seconds more, or abandon this absurd proposal.
Okay, are any objections to having 60-second warning, or after 60 seconds is up? Can you do that for us, Revelin?
I do not feel that I can interrupt people in the middle of a sentence to stop them and say it's 60 seconds. It just, if somebody wants to do that, that's fine. I choose not to do that because I don't care how we direct the meeting that way.
Can you at least just state when the 90 seconds is up, though, please?
Sorry?
Can you at least just make sure you tell everybody when the 90 seconds is up?
I can. I was trying to tell them when the other time was up, but people keep talking and other people are interrupting and nobody hears me. And so, you know, I mean, we either have to run a meeting with common sense and some rules or else it's seconds. I will do it at 90 seconds.
Okay, thank you. And you may have to interrupt somebody because that's the whole point. So they may not be keeping track of the time. Okay, if nobody else wants to speak on this, then Lydia, you wanted to say something else?
I wanted to motivate it. I didn't say anything. All I said was move it up.
Okay, go ahead.
So the motivation is that it's time sensitive. It's in the bylaws. And so in terms of notice, everyone who has run and sits on the LSV and is nominated for directors are familiar with the January 31st date. When this happened in 2011, there were three directors who, because of electoral challenges, were not seated, and yet the rest of the board was seated. So I think I have just sent an email citing not only the bylaws and Robert's rules, but more importantly, California Corporations Code. And so I think that all of the directors are expecting to be seated, and we should do so. And this should be, and the committee voted that way, the coordinating committee. Therefore, it's embedded there, and so we should put it high on the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Let me just call everybody's attention that there are time limits on every item on the agenda, too. So if that makes a difference in how you vote, just pay attention to that. Okay, can we go ahead and vote on this, please?
We haven't approved the agenda or the time.
For your pardon?
I said, I don't think we've approved the agenda or the time.
Right. Well, okay, you're right. Okay, but right now we're just voting on your motion to move up the coordinating committee motion to essentially ahead of all the other committees. So, Thea, can you call the roll, please, for that? If you want to move it up, vote yes. If you do not want to move it up, vote no.
Ivan Alsame.
I didn't hear you. You'd have to say it again, please.
I just called your name. How do you vote?
I vote no.
Alvin Alsame?
No.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Lisa Bediaco? Yes. Wesley Bethune?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
I'm not going to vote unless there's a tie.
Pardon?
I'm not voting.
Thank you. Kathy Davis?
No.
Rubin Gold?
I pass.
Councilor Gray?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kelly Lester?
No.
Isia Mungaza votes yes. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, it's not here.
Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel.
Yes.
George Ryder?
I pass.
Pardon?
I pass.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
The usual suspects. Yes.
George Ryder, how do you vote?
I abstain.
Pardon?
I abstain.
Thank you. Who else? I think that's everybody. Okay. One, two. No. Revlin, how do you vote?
God, I'm... I'm so busy keeping time. I'm not, we're moving this up. Is that it? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Move it up.
Thanks. Thanks. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Yes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. No. And two extensions.
Fails. Chair votes no. I said fails anyway. So this is five, right? So I'm not voting.
What? You certainly are not, since you already said that and the votes have been counted.
Well, the chair can always vote to break a tie, but it fails anyway.
Okay, let's go. Come on.
Okay, any other changes to the agenda?
I just can't. I have a point of order.
Yes.
Point of order.
I'm in my bill.
I have a point of order. Can I recognize?
Okay, Nia. I'll get to you in a second, Nia. Go ahead, Ken.
This is Ken. Can I be recognized for point of order?
Yes. Go ahead,
yeah.
Ken.
This may be a meeting where there is a lot of dissension. And I would appreciate people refraining from their theatrical reactions to the votes of other members. So if you do have to make some kind of exclamation like was just made, do it into a coffee cup or put yourself on mute first.
Okay.
Because if we all do that, it turns into a hysterical sideshow.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Nobody is privileged. Nobody is privileged to make comments.
Any second.
There we go. That's the beginning.
It's okay, Ken.
That's the beginning.
No, you're the beginning.
Bill, this is Nia.
Yeah, Nia has the floor. She's next. Go ahead,
okay.
Nia.
My same motion is to move up the elections committee's two motions on the term limits and motion on counting of blank ballots. To now, I guess it would be number six since that got defeated.
Move it up to where?
So right after. Well, Madam Chair is not going to be here, right? So there are no comments.
Well, I'm going to suggest that we let her give her report at the end of the meeting, but
okay. Then I would say let this be. Oh goodness, I'm trying to toggle back and forth here. To where this motion just got defeated. To put the elections committee report there, but it's a term limit.
And so that would essentially be the first of the committee reports?
Yeah.
Okay, is there a second?
A second. This is Lydia. Yeah.
Okay, discussion?
Yeah, I think because it affects the current elections and there are some irregularities in terms of how the national election supervisor and the former ED decided who gets one which term, which from the inception, the management is not supposed to intervene in the elections. It's up to the national election supervisor
that it should, he should have made the decision himself. And as I understand,
we don't need to debate the motion, though. But I'm motivating whether to move it up. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just arguing now so that I can get out of this for you, because I'm sure that, that folks are going to want to say a lot. I'll be nice. So that's why I'm just motivating it all at once, and that's it.
Okay. Other discussion?
Teresa for the staff.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I am opposed to moving it up. I don't think it's essential that we move it up. And I was on that elections meeting when the election supervisor talked about the process that he went through in making that decision. And I think that he was perfectly entitled to consult whoever he did. And I don't think that the decision was made by anyone else. So I think it...
Okay, we don't need to debate the motion again.
I think we should wait.
Yeah.
I think we should just keep it where it is on the agenda. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Other discussion on whether or not to move it up.
Just a point of order, Bill.
Okay, Nia.
It is on the agenda, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Under the elections, which is down on the agenda, right. Okay, can we go ahead and vote on this motion? So the motion is to move up those two motions from the elections committee, the ones on term limits and blank ballots, to the first of the committee reports. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So can you call the roll then, please, Afia?
Okay. Ben Aaron?
No.
Ivan Altame?
No.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
No.
Pardon?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Well, let me pass to see if my vote's needed.
Pardon?
I'll pass to see if my vote is needed.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Reblin Gold?
I'm passing. Again.
Heather Gray?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Allie Lexus?
No.
You see one Gaza votes yes. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Got you. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Reveling Goal?
Okay, so this is moving the election in front of all of the other committees?
Yes.
No.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 no's and 0 abstentions.
Yeah, I thought somebody abstained.
Thought Marcel abstained, no?
Marcel, okay.
Yes, she did. Next.
Okay, so that motion
I'm
failed.
Sorry, I had 12 no's, Madam Secretary.
You want to count that, or we're sort of debating whether the no count is correct?
Yes, I have 12, I'm afraid.
Okay. Can you read the no's, please, Afia?
Ken Aaron, no. Ivan Alsame, no. Teresa Allen, no. Wesley Bassoon, Carolyn Burden, Kathy Davis, Revlin Gull, Heather Gray, Allie Lexa, George Ryder, Tracy Rosenberg, and Alex Steinberg.
Well, we'll let our recording secretary figure out the count, but it fails, so thank you. Can we go ahead and vote on the agenda then, please? Is it okay if we, I don't think we need to make a formal amendment, if we save the, like, 15 minutes at the end for the IED report, if she comes in? Is that all right with everyone?
Fine.
Hearing no objections, then we'll do that. Can we go ahead and approve the agenda then, with that change?
I object. This is me. I object.
Okay. Can you call the roll then, please, Afia? I'm just not approving the agenda.
And timekeeper has a question. Where are we in our process? I know I'm not seeing how much time to give to anything at this point because I don't see where we've moved anything along. Where are we?
Well, as soon as we approve the agenda, that approves everything that's on it, which includes time limits. They're in parentheses at the beginning, first line of each agenda item. Either each motion or each committee report.
All right.
For example, 20 minutes for governance committee. Do you see that?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. So go ahead, Afia.
Ken Aaron.
Yes, I approve the agenda.
Ivan Alsame.
Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Neil Bediaco.
No.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Lydia Brezon.
No.
Phil Crozier. I'm sorry. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Revlin Gull.
I'm sorry, pass.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson. Can't hear you, Campbell. Allie Lexa?
No, Campbell.
Thank you.
Allie votes yes.
Okay. Is he one got to vote? No. Laura Previs?
No.
Thank you. Somewhere. Marcel Reed?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel?
Stain.
Alex Steinberg?
No. Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Revlin Gull, how do you vote?
No.
Okay, so let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, no, and 1 abstention.
Okay, thank you. So the agenda is approved, and we'll let Revlin keep the time. Okay, then. I guess so. Skipping the management reports because our IED and chair is not here. Alice, can you give us a brief update on the, or anybody else that has information about the in-person meeting? Anything we need to know?
Minutes about the York meeting.
The in-person meeting in New York, February 25th.
Well, we're making the final arrangements with the hotel since. The contract hasn't been signed yet. I'm not going to give the name of the hotel, but it is one that we've used before, and it's relatively inexpensive. And we're working out a schedule, and people are beginning to book flights. And by the way, if you know the people who are going to be on the board for this meeting, please tell them that they need to book their flights as soon as possible in order to take advantage of the fare discounts. And that's about it so far.
This is Lydia.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Go ahead, Lydia.
I didn't know about the flights. I thought there was, I didn't see an email to that effect. Summer had asked us to hold off at the last meeting, so I didn't know we could start booking them. Are we sure that everything's worked out with Becky? We can go ahead, because that's also a holiday weekend.
Actually, I did see an email from Christine to Becky. She sent the names of the people who have already been elected, and so they can go ahead, like you, well, you're from KPFK, sorry. Anybody who's already been elected this year,
right, but
I'm
saying Summer was supposed to send an email, somebody was supposed to let the board know we could start doing that. That's the only reason I know I haven't
okay.
made my
I think there was a memo sent out by Christine from the national office.
No, I don't think it only went to the people who have already been elected, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It didn't go to the whole board, but... But we do, we also need to remind the new people who are elected, like from KPFK, I believe this Saturday, and WPFW next week. It's to their benefit also to make reservations as soon as they can because they have more choices on flights or trains.
And if you have questions, by the way, about the nature of the accommodations and if you have preference for rooming with a particular person, please get in touch with me. You don't have to... you don't have to CC the whole board on that either.
Okay, and Alex, is there a deadline? When do you or the hotel need to know about room arrangements? Do you have to tell them the phone?
Well, the sooner the better because, you know, we want to, the number of rooms we want to book, you know, the sooner we tell them, the sooner they can guarantee those rooms will be available.
Thank you. And just to remind everybody, I believe a motion that was passed by the P&B a couple of years ago, directors are very strongly encouraged to share rooms with other directors to save expenses, but there's not a requirement for that. And, of course, if you're bringing family or a friend to share a room with, you have to pay for their...
I should add, by the way, Bill, for this particular hotel, when you're sharing, if you're sharing a room there, you're not actually sharing a room, you're... One party sleeps in a bedroom area and the other party sleeps in some kind of a fold-out sofa thing in a living room. So you're actually in two separate rooms. So
point
if that's,
of order.
If that's a consideration.
Point of order.
Rebel
Who is the point of order? Is it Wesley?
Yeah, is this on the agenda? I don't know why we're not sticking to the agenda.
Yes, it is. It's status update February 22nd through 23rd. Fifth in-person P&B meeting. It's right before the committee and task force reports, after the management reports. Okay.
So, Bill,
and then
Dan, I said I'd like
to
be on the stack.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dan. You're next.
Okay. So, Alex, since the name of the hotel is apparently top secret, could you at least tell us where it is?
Can you... I think you're muted, Alex. Like, is it Manhattan?
You're right, I was muted. The neighborhood is close to the United Nations, if that tells you anything.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, I'd be glad to tell you offline. I just don't want to broadcast it.
This is Lydia.
Okay, thank you. Let me ask Alex just a clarification on the room thing. So from what you were saying, if somebody's worried about snoring or whatever, is it safe to assume that that won't be a problem since they're not actually in the same room and there's a door or something?
Well, it would certainly be less of a problem than if you're in the same bedroom and, you know, there's two little beds there.
Okay, thank you. All right. Who else had a question?
This is Lydia.
Revelin had a question about the mask be on the stack two times.
Let me back to you in a minute, Lydia. Go ahead, Revelin.
Okay, I just have two questions. Number one, is this a union hotel?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. And number two, the likelihood that WPFW directors, and I cannot speak for them,
but that they would fly up to New York, is, you know, get there however they want to, but it certainly takes as long to get to the airport and get back in to fly as it is to drive or take a train or a bus. So what mode of transportation will they be compensated for, or is it any mode of transportation?
I guess anything that's reasonable. If it was me, I would get on the Amtrak, but that's just me.
Right. Okay, so that's what I want to know. Any mode of transportation that is reasonable.
Well,
I mean, you wouldn't ride a horse.
If it's competitive with the others, of course. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Amtrak. You could take the regional Amtrak, which gets you there like 30 or 40 minutes later than the super fast Acela. You know, so there's no particular reason to spend an extra $80 on that one. You know?
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kathy. May I answer the question of traveling between D.C. and New York?
Yes, please, Kathy.
I just wanted to mention that when I traveled to D.C. from New York, that Pacifica was able to book the train ticket, so you could book it the same as you would a plane through the travel agent. So that's what I did. So I just wanted to put that out there.
There are these buses that go at a very, very cheap rate also between D.C. and New York.
Hello, this is Ivan.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Ivan.
You can catch the Chinese buses for like $20 to New York.
Can you get more details on that? Which buses?
I'm sorry.
There are Chinese buses that go to New York from D.C. for $20.
I have a point of information on that. I do it at least five times a month. And Greyhound, which operates Bolt Bus, is probably the best way and the least expensive way, going anywhere from $17 to $21, $22. And you arrive and leave in a station where if it's snowing outside, you don't have to stand outside in the snow and get the bus.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I think we're almost out of time. Any other quick questions about the in-person
Lydia
meeting? Oh, yeah, Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, okay. So, Alex, number one, can you just send the information to the full PMB and just say, you know, the contract hasn't been signed or whatever, we're not going to share it. As long as it's not on air, it doesn't make sense for all of us to be sending you these emails. But anyway, that aside, I assume there's a restroom and a shower in each room?
Of course. It's a hotel. You know, it's not,
okay.
It's not a bed and breakfast.
Okay.
Good question.
Right. Thank you. I think we're about out of time. Is that right, Revelin?
We have 4 minutes in this session.
Oh, okay. We had 10 minutes total for this. All right. Any other questions, though? Okay. Well, I guess not. All right. Thank you, everyone. And watch your emails. We'll try to keep people updated. Christine from the National Office, Christine Yara, may be sending people more details, and I'm sure she will send. And it's really important then when your new directors are elected, please send it. The safest thing, just send the information to all the PNB and to Christine. Also, our technical staff, Otis and John, need to know their names and email addresses and phone numbers, too. All right, thank you. Committee and Task Force reports. Okay, Governance Committee is first. George?
Yeah. I want to move the takes from the table.
I have a point of order, please. A point of order.
Okay, Nia, point of order.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned George and you. I just like to know at which PNB meeting did we move to take this off the table and put it on this agenda?
It's tabled. I'm about to move to take it off the table.
Okay. Okay. I know you guys know that this is not the way to do this. First, you move to take it off, and then you vote to put it on the agenda. Isn't that what Robert's rule says? Or if
a
you
point
could
of order, the person is not
just
using a point of order to debate.
Okay, Ken, I can do that again.
Oh,
it's on the agenda because I know people said they want to take it off the table. It's tabled as of right now, but because people want to take it off the table, I wanted to make sure everybody had the text there so they know what we'd be talking about. So go ahead, George. You have the floor.
I had moved already to take it from the table. Let me just say that it comes off all together. That is, the substitute and the original motion to which it adhered should all be back on the floor if we choose to take it from the table. We need to do this. I think we need to have a discussion about this. It's a serious issue with this considerable disagreement about, and I think we need to have a discussion about it. So that's why I'm moving to take it back from the table.
Is there a second?
This is Nia.
Second.
Can I be recognized when you get to
Well, I heard a second from Alex. And did you want to say something else, Alex?
No, I was just seconding taking this motion off the table.
Okay. Let me first. Personally, did you want to motivate it anymore, George?
Only that we tabled it so we could get an additional report from our legal counsel, and we did get that. So. No, I'm not even sure how I'll vote on it, but I do think we need to discuss it. I guess that's really all I want to say about it.
Okay, thank you. Nia?
Okay. I would just like for the record that this be recorded in the minutes that this motion, according to Robert's rules, as far as I know, that the motion that is tabled does not come before the body until it is voted to be put back on the agenda. I would like for the minutes to be noted that this was not done as a violation of the procedures for these motions. Thank you.
Well, I believe that's what George just moved. He moved to take it off the table, and that therefore
Bill,
put it on the agenda.
Bill, yes, yep. Please do not insult my intelligence. The agenda was set with this on it. Would you like me to read it again? That a motion is tabled.
I call it orders of the day. Call the orders of the day and stop this.
Ken, it's all right.
Call
Ken, let
him to order. Oh, Ken, please.
Ken
to order? Bill, could you please be fair?
That's
tabled,
what I said. Go ahead, Mia.
It's tabled. It does not come before the body until it is voted to be put back on the agenda, and that did not happen. And I would like that to be noticed with these tabled motions that you pre-prepared the agenda with, and that's it. And you and George know it.
Oh, it's Ken to the back.
There's a motion to take it off the table. We could go ahead and vote on that right now then, Nia. That's fine with me. Can we go ahead and do that? Is that what you're suggesting?
I move that we do that. Mr. Chair.
I don't see related spend our time debating whether or not to take it off the table. I think people need to save time to discuss the merits of it.
Right.
Okay, so, Lafia, can you please call the roll on a yes vote? We'll take the Governance Committee motion and the substitute off the table so we can discuss it. No vote, we'll leave it on the table.
Okay, Lydia, could you call the roll for me, please?
Lydia's driving.
Yeah, so am I. Sorry, Bill, so you'll have to do
it. I recommend we have
a minute.
This is Ken. I recommend John Gary call the roll.
That's a good idea. John, can you do that for us, please?
This is the recording secretary. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, John. You can call the roll for us. That would help.
Okay. Ken Aaron.
Yes. Bring it off the table, back into the meeting.
Ivan Alsemay.
Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
No.
Wesley Bethune.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Lydia Brisson.
No.
I'll come back to Bill Crozier if needed. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Evelyn Gold.
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Afiat Wangaza.
No.
Laura Privis. Laura Privis, could you please repeat your vote? I'm not sure I heard Laura Privis. Are you?
I can't hear you, Laura.
She voted no.
Okay,
yeah, I
heard
I voted
her.
No. This is Laura. I
thank
voted
you.
No.
Thank you. Marcel Reed. Marcel Reed, how do you vote?
No.
Thank you. George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Dan Siegel.
No.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Okay, and there were no passes. That's 1, 2, 3,
well,
four,
I can vote if it
5,
to bring, sorry.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 noes.
Chair votes yes to break the tie.
Chair votes yes. The final vote is 11 yes, 10 no, no abstentions. Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. So the motion's off the table. Discussion?
I have a point of information.
Okay, Nia.
It's off the table, and to put it where? Where are you going to put it?
Right now, I presume. Is that correct,
Tracy? It's on the floor now.
This is Tracy with a point of order.
To the accident.
Okay, Tracy, go ahead. Point of order.
Yeah, the point of order is I'm in Robert's rules right now, and when a motion is taken from the table, it is for the purpose of reconsideration by the body, and the motion is on the floor. That's what Robert's rules of order says.
Okay, thank you. So discussion on the motion. You can discuss either the motion or the substitute. Since they've both been untabled.
Just a question on your point of order, Tracy. Are you saying that it's on the floor and supersedes the wherever we are on the agenda? Is that what Robert's rule says?
When you untable a motion.
Are you reading from it?
I'm not reading from it right now because my phone is not in the same place as my computer, but when you untable a motion, that motion returns to where it was on the agenda, which was the Governance Committee report, and we are in the Governance Committee report. So the item comes up for reconsideration after it is removed from the table. If
well,
we had...
removing from the table an item from, say,
the... Sure. Tracy.
Committee report, that item would come up when
we were
muffled, Tracy.
Collection. Oh, sorry.
If, for example, we were untabling a motion from the...
Finance Committee, then that motion would then come up on the agenda when we were up to the Finance Committee report. In this case, we are up to the Governance Committee report, so having untabled the motion, the Governance Committee report is proceeding with the reconsideration of the untabled motion.
Okay, can we go ahead and discuss the motion so we don't eat up all the time on this, everyone? Who wants to go with that? George, go ahead.
I'd like to stack. I'm sorry, I withdraw what I was going to say.
Okay, is that Wesley?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, since we've already discussed this so much, I suggest I just call the question, please.
Okay. On the motion and the substitute, I presume?
Correct.
Who first, correct?
Okay, is there a second to cut off debate? Can I move the previous question?
Is there a second to do what, sir?
to cut off debate, to stop debate and go ahead and vote on it.
I second.
That's what Wesley's moving.
I second cutting off debate, Ken.
Okay, Ken seconds that. Okay, can you call a roll on ending debate? Or let me ask you, is there any objections to ending debate?
Yes.
Okay, Tia, can you call a roll then, please? Or do you need John Gary to do that? Can you do that for us, John?
Yeah, this is the recording secretary. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, okay, right. And so a yes vote means we're going to cut off debate on this and then go ahead and immediately vote on the substitute and the main motion. So yes vote cuts off debate. No vote allows debate to continue.
Ken Aaron.
Sorry, yes.
Ken Aaron, how do you vote? Can you repeat that? Ken Aaron, how do you vote? Ivan Alcimane.
Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Mia Bediaco.
No.
Leslie Bethune.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Lydia Brisson.
No.
I'll come back to Bill Crozier if needed. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Revelyn Gold.
Cut off the bait. No, do not cut off the bait.
Heather Gray. Heather Gray, how do you vote? Campbell Johnson.
No.
Thank you. Holly Lexa.
Yes.
Atiyah Nwangaza.
No.
John, this is Heather. I'm voting yes.
Thank you. Laura Privitz.
No.
Marcel Reed.
I'm sorry. I don't know which either means. Yes is to cut off debate or no is to cut off debate.
Yes means to end debate, in which case we would immediately vote on the on the substitute and then on the main motion. No vote allows debate to continue as long as we have time.
And no.
George Ryder.
No.
Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm going to pass.
Dan Siegel.
No.
That was a no. Alex
correct.
Steinberg.
No.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Going back to the beginning, Ken Aaron, how do you vote?
Sorry, I voted yes.
Thank you. And Tracy Rosenberg, how do you vote?
I guess I'll vote yes.
Okay, and the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The no votes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No abstentions. Motion fails.
Okay, thank you. And just a reminder, everybody, it takes 2/3 vote anyway to end debate. Okay, so how much more time do we have, Evelyn, on this agenda item?
I believe that it's 4.5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Who else wants to be on the stack?
Alex.
Okay, Alex, go ahead.
Dan.
Okay, I support the substitute motion. I think the National Board has a responsibility to define what a member in good standing is, and this has implications for the maintenance of our governance boards. I think we would be evading our responsibility if we did not do so, and I think it's a basic function of a board that it is able to protect itself from individuals who wish it harm. And we we work out this motion so that there is sufficient due process and that it conforms to California corporate code in such matters. And I don't really see why it should be controversial. So that's my talk.
Ken to the stack. In the background. I'm not sure if that's a recording secretary.
Ken to the stack.
Okay, hold on, Ken. I got Dan first, and then was typing. Please mute. Dan, and then Ken.
And Laura. Laura to the stack, please.
And Laura, okay.
And
Dan.
And Lydia.
So, you know, I'm really hopeful that people will pay attention to Andy Gold's email opinion on this proposal. I don't know if people are going to lose respect for Andy now that that some disagree with his opinions, which seems to be the fate of any attorney for the organization. But in my view, he gets it exactly right. This is a mischievous kind of proposal that just creates the opportunity for further disputes, acrimony, litigation, expense, and never-ending turmoil. And, you know, we have a provision in our bylaws which deals with how you can get rid of a member. In fact, ways to get rid of a member whose conduct is inimical to the welfare of Pacifica. Seems to me those are good enough, and they have proper safeguards. And you know, I just feel like we don't need, as a board, to get more and more involved in the pettiness that the organization is overwhelmed with. And we should just vote this down, get into issues of finance, our stations listening public,
90 seconds.
building them, and so on. So that's all I have to say. Vote no.
Kathy on the stack, please.
Okay, I have Ken, Laura, Lydia, Revelin, and Kathy.
And Carol, please.
Carolyn, okay. Go ahead, Ken.
I'm not that concerned about people who have malicious intent, because that's within their own universe and is not always perceptible. I am concerned with allowing people on the board who have demonstrated in the real world actions which are malicious to the benefit of nonprofits that they have been on or are currently on. We're drowning in lawsuits, so we've had to adjust the cost of our insurance, and it will put us out of business. And there's nothing illegal or inappropriate about having qualifications of fidelity and loyalty for board members. This is the law in the state of California, and we're just asking to follow the law. This is not punitive, and it is not derisive. It is just holding a standard that if you're on the board, you're here to help the board, not to push your own agenda or further the goals of your own political party, but to further the goals of the mission statement and the foundation. So I support it, and there's nothing wrong with it, and we should go ahead and do it. If your intent is to help the foundation, you should support this motion.
Okay, thank you. Laura? We can't hear you, Laura.
Sorry. I think there is something wrong with this resolution. I definitely think people should vote no. I mean, to me, this shows, it's just a good example of what's wrong with this board. Like, it's setting up our own court system inside of the board. Who wants to go to more meetings? What bright, energetic person wants to spend more time in stupid meetings about rules that people are using to manipulate the system? What we're doing here is running a radio network. So I wish people would remember that and not want to spend more time, you know, making our own system within our board system.
And now you know.
Okay, you're done, Laura?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank you. I believe, was it Revelin or Lydia next?
And you have Kathy, right?
and Kathy, and then Carolyn. I think Roland was next.
Okay, and Tracy for the end of the stack.